Blog Talk Radio.
I've been doing some thinking lately, and I know and believe that God still works miracles. Yet I'm so very, very grateful for what some call the simple thing. I just want to take a moment here. This is my prayer. Listen.
I acknowledge that you're in control, and there's nothing too hard for you to handle. I believe you can do anything, your word says so.
Missionary, Dr. Katrina M. Sanders, a member of the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, where the founder and pastor is Pastor Robert Sanders II. Hey, Happy New Year! Yes, we have been so busy. I tell you, yours truly graduated with another master's degree in Human Resource Management from American Inland County University. And I have now re-enrolled for a second doctoral degree in Doctorate of Business Administration, Organization Leadership. I tell you, it has been a real busy year. I thank God. I want to give honor to God for allowing me to see 2017. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are so good. Love you, Lord. And I also thank God for my husband and I being able to celebrate another year together as man and wife. And we thank God for our household and all of our children. They're not dead. They're not incarcerated. They're not laid up somewhere in somebody's mortuary. We thank God, and especially thank God to our dear best friends and true friends, Superintendent Harvey Burnett and his wife Geraldine. I tell you, they are people that you love. And I mean you love, you brothers, sisters, you love. Thank God for them. I tell you, Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ is on the move. We kicked it off this year with the Power of Grant Writing, which is hosted by the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, and the teacher and instructor is Apostle Bridget Outlaw from New Global Destiny and Daughters of Destiny Ministries. She's been doing a wonderful, fantastic job in teaching how to write grants. And see, this is a session that everybody needs to be getting off into. Learning, because everybody want money. Everybody owes taxes and time and want to be able to get money. Well, guess what? We still hosting the Power of Grant Writing, yes, which is held. The location is 860 East 75th Street at the corner of 75th and Drexel here in Chicago, 60619. The grant writing class starts at approximately 10 a.m. and we are there until 2 p.m. And guess what? You have a well first lunch. You're not getting no snacks. You're getting lunch. So we thank God for Apostle Outlaw for taking the time. The grant writing class right now is $125. Last week it was $75. Now you can also take a part of the online curriculum, which is 13 weeks, and that cost is $300. If you need more information, please send me an email, drkatrinasanders@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to forward you registration. And graduation will be next week. February the 4th at Redeemed Fellowship for the Power of Grant Writing. We also are having the Community Business Expo, which will be taking place March the 18th at Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, location 860 East 75th Street, the corner of 75th Drexel Boulevard, where you can be able to patronize and see all the different community programs as well as vendors that will be there selling their property, their material, their productions. We'll have a book writer there. We'll have Ailsa T. We're going to also have little food that you can buy. We're having a raffle. So we're doing things to raise money for the ministry of the church to be able to do things, and we thank God for our alderman, Alderwoman Michelle Harris, who has been a very successful supporter of Redeemed Fellowship. God bless you. Okay. And we got so much going on. I mean, we are moving forward. Thank God for Jesus. Today I'm going to talk about beware of false prophets and demonic forces. There has been so much going on. My husband and I kind of been out of the loop because we've been busy. Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry is a church that don't deal with drama. We don't participate in gossip. We don't participate in foolish talking. We don't get on YouTube and make foolish videos accusing people of things, saying things. We just don't do that. We don't have time because guess what? We have jobs. We work. We go to school. So we don't have the time to do a lot of that stuff because it's about nothing. But we want to talk about what we've been seeing going on. And God, when God shakes up something, I tell you, God shakes it up. He don't leave nobody alone. So much has been taking place with around the world. You know, of course, we exit out an old president and enter the new president. Whatever direction God is going, I'm just being silent because God is a God of everything. I don't put nothing before him, and I am not over him. So when it comes to that, we basically just got to sit tight and just trust God for everything else. There are so many men. We're seeing a lot of false prophets now in the churches these days, and they're coming in all kind of ways. They're self-proclaimed bishops. They're self-proclaimed apostles. They're self-proclaimed archbishops. They're writing all kind of books. One of the books I have, I'm getting ready to burn it. I'm going to set it on fire and put it in the garbage because it's nothing. It literally is nothing but a bunch of junk. And when you buy these books from these people, preachers, you need to be careful because you have a lot of false prophets that are coming into your church, and they are trying to destroy your family by creating lies, starting lies, narcissistical behavior patterns, and you come in and you pay these people all this money, and all they do is start confusion among people, and then you are not paying attention because you're trying to give other people an opportunity to serve and to do all these things. But my thing is, you need to be careful. If you got the Holy Ghost, you need to be careful of that of what you're trying to do in ministry. We also would like to give prayer to the White family. Bishop Faith Oprah White passed away on last week. He was one of the general board members of the Church of God in Christ. His funeral services will be held as a follow, and I got this from his son, Far Ministries. Sunday live streaming, January 29th. At 6 p.m., Monday, January 30th at 7 p.m., and Tuesday, January 31st at 11 a.m., www.zioncathedral.org. Well done, Bishop Frank Otha White, born 1940-2017. Back to our topic on today. I want to talk about the seven Bible verses of false prophets. Matthew 24:24 says, false prophets, messiahs, and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, even possible, even the elect. The word many and false prophets appear together so often in the Bible that it also tells us that it won't be a lot or several of them, but many, meaning not a few. Jesus did warn us about this, many, in the same chapter of Matthew 24, where he says, many false prophets will appear and lead many astray. And that's found in Matthew 24:11. That means a lot of them come in and they're wearing clothing of that person who they're supposed to be anointed. But the thing about it is that they have no fruit.
they sit up, they curse, they swear, they tote guns, they want to shoot everybody, they want to divide their house, they want your house divided, and these are false prophets. But you pay them in the church to play your drum, your organ, your piano, your keyboard, and you don't know nothing about these people when they walk in your door. They slip you a good line, they talk about stuff that they think that they know and they're a part of, and they're not. And that's one of the things that Jesus is trying to make sure to explain to the apostles, that you are going to have these many people walking in and out, and they're going to be saying who they are. But they will also be one that will tickle the ear for some that don't know no better, and then they will get them out. Now, Peter says many will follow them, and that's in 2 Peter 2 and 2. And in Jeremiah's day, there were also very many, so this is not a select few that the writers were even talking about, you know, far as many false prophets. There seems to be no shortage of them today, just as Jesus warned that they would be many false prophets who would lead many astray and will say they will lead many away from the truth. That is true, because you have a lot of them that have false, don't even have a life or a relationship with God. They sit up and they say, oh, well, God and I have an understanding. Hold on. You don't have an understanding with God. That's the way that goes. And when you talk foolish, you are saying that God submits to what you want. No, you have a choice. And God does not impose his choice on anyone. You can't tell God, come on, God, let me talk to you for a minute. Jesus, come on, sit on here. Let me tell you something. Now, we got to understand it, right? So I'm like this, you like that. So I'm going to do me, you do you. And then we have understanding. See, that's the thing. You don't ever tell God or Jesus Christ what you going to do and how it's going to roll. You might fool the court system, but you can't fool Jesus Christ, because, see, God has a tie to your life. So when you call yourself a bishop or an apostle or an apostle archbishop or whatever, supplicant, whatever it is, if you are sitting up here and you walk into anybody's churches, and you sit up and say, okay, by the way, I'm Bishop so-and-so, I'm Apostle Bishop, or I'm Bishop Apostle so-and-so. You don't even know what the word apostle means. Get to where and sit down and get saved before you know what a title is, because a lot of these men that walk up in the church, they are lacking self-confidence. And they are also lacking self-esteem, because their character is nothing. So they feed off of the title. They self-appoint themselves to say, hey, I'm so-and-so-and-so-and-so. I ride like a big dog, yada, yada, yada. That's what they do. And they're not, but they want the respect of a leader. But they have no fruit. They look at porn. They sit up and talk about women and call them hoes. Can't even spell whores. Whores is spelled W-H-O-R-E-S. How do you know what one is if you can't even spell it right? A hoe, H-O-E, is a garden tool. So when you hear a man call a woman a hoe, but he act like he got it all together, that means he's a hoe. Because what do those false prophets do? They live a different life outside of the Bible. They go on porn sites seeking who they can get and sleep with them and talk about them later. Some of y'all ought to find out what them sites they go to and tell all them hoes they call them and say, he's talking about you. Okay, let me go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter 2, 1 and 3. But false prophets have also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. Exactly. I've seen a lot of that happen. My husband and I, for the past year, oh, Lord Jesus, my brother and my sister, the Burnett, they can contest to this. They can testify to this. The Lord has shown us so many foolish, talking, acting liars and preachers. Oh, my God. They have come through our face. They ain't come to our church. Oh, no, they come over there. They have come into our way. But you know what? As I was sitting working on something, the Spirit came to me and said, God is shaking you all up from those people. That's why things are the way they are. And you know what? A big sigh of relief came, like, Lord, do I have to go back to slide and go to jail? to try to hurt these people. No, because you know what? God is shaking them off. He's shaking them away from you because they're not a part of us and they're not a part of him. They're not a part of the vineyard. They're not a part of that. They're a part of Satan. That goes back to what it says in 2 Peter 1 and 3, that it says, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. How about that, Bishop? You're going to bring it on yourself, Archbishop? False prophets? How about that? What you're doing to other folks is a part of the law of sowing and reaping, because what you sow, you're going to reap it. And when it comes, it's going to come hard. It's going to come hard. And because of them, the way of the truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. They will give you false words because they know you all don't read. This is why reading is fundamental. This is why the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. You need to know the word of God. It's not enough talking about being fancy in your style of preaching. It's not enough talking about, oh, when I went on the organ, I can play them people, and all they do is move and shout, and I'm moving with them. And then you sit up and talk about women in the church, and they looking at you like you somebody, and you won't even take a bath. Get out of here. Come to church with all that title and all that symbolism, but you can't even get saved. But you won't respect. And you'll use words to buy people. Words are very useful. Let me help you out with a few. You have words that people will spearhead it, institute it, reconciled, formalized, incorporated, implemented, identified, forecasted, calculated, qualified, quantified, surveyed, partner, advocated, mobilized, motivated, facilitated, supervised, negotiated, analyzed, scrutinized, blocked, delegated, dispatched, outperformed, reached, showcased, reconstructed, reorganization, rehabilitated, overhaul. See, you got to learn words. And you learn words and the definition of words, and then when you compare those to what the scripture talks about, certain verses, then you would know what they're talking about. Because a lot of them come in there and they what they call them country bunkers in the church. My former God brother, he's going on to be with the Lord. He taught me some stuff about guys coming in the church wearing titles, and they go and they marry. And I ain't never seen men can't stay married for no good 4 years. They turn around and I'm a bishop, I'm an apostle bishop, I'm an archbishop, supplicant, and all of that other stuff to the liturgical clergy or the whatever. And they turn around and they say one thing at home and they wise and go out in the street and mess with nasty women. Then go to church and act stupid when they get paid and whatnot. And they go back and they talk about their wives and all that kind of stuff. They do a lot of manipulation. You need to put on your deserted eyeballs because that's what's going on. There is a chapter break just before Peter, 2 Peter, the second chapter, first verse says, just prior to it saying, but false prophets also arose from among the people. You got something sitting right in your midst. And this word, but it's like a conjunction, and it looks backward to the previous verses in 2 Peter chapter 1, that at the end of 2 Peter chapter 1, he had just been writing, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1 and 21. So the B-U-T in parentheses is there because Peter was saying that God inspired the authors of the scripture. But false prophets also arose among the people, indicating that the false prophets and their words were not inspired by God's spirit. And so they were obviously false teachers. They brought in secret heresies and even went so far as to deny the master who brought them. Here again, we read many, where Peter says that many will follow their sensuality. Yes. When it, sensitivity, a man like me? Well, yes, because this is what they use. They use metaphorical words to be able to reach people at a point where they say, oh, he's anointed. Oh, he's so anointed. Oh, they always say that. It gets on my nerve when I hear folks say that. Oh, they're anointed. They go through all that metaphor change. So my whole thing is, how do you know they're anointed? Because they're the man of God. How do you know? Where's the fruit? Do you see any fruit? As many of you, I recall, I talked about where a man got up literally at one church and said he told this mad woman that she was going to fight off men and be careful who she chooses to be a husband. Where the Bible says choose? Bible didn't tell a woman to choose nothing. The Bible said if a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing, and I'll tell you, it was the Lord. But where does it say in the Bible that a woman chooses a husband? Right there, he's false. And her husband sitting right there. And I said, isn't that her husband sitting up there? And they laughed at me. I said, but I'm just trying to understand. What is he saying? Is he saying they're about to get a divorce? I mean, to me, what I saw, and I'm just going to be honest with you, I'm not going to sit up there and say, get the spirit. No, I'm going to tell you what I saw. I saw a false bishop, preacher, archbishop, whatever you want to be, that wanted that woman. And he wanted her. And that's what he wanted. He's a married man. Because what he said out of his mouth did not match up to what he was saying in the first one. It's not. You're saying to her that, you're going to be beating down a lot of men to choose the husband. Did you not see that big fat rock on our finger? But we got these among us, and we don't see it. That's the problem. We don't see this from prophets. And they brought in their secret heresy, and even went as far as to deny the false teachers. They brought in even the masters who bought them. Here we read many, where Peter says that many will follow their sexuality, not a few. Just like the wolves in sheep's clothing, they will also exploit you with false words and not God-breathed scripture. That's what they don't do. They're giving you the word of God. They're giving you false scripture. You got one clown running around on YouTube and like hear all that. As if, I'm important. Somebody talk to me because I'm the one I know every day. No! Shut that fool down with the Bible. He can't be restored. His man is elevated. So guess what? He's left to himself. This is what happens. So you cannot be listening to everybody that act like it's on YouTube, a whole lot of them like numbers, because they claim they get money. But who cares about that? You have souls out here that are lost. You have souls out here who are confused. You got homes that are suffering. You have marriages that are going through. Nobody has time to watch a dog and pony show to help y'all out. Real is getting ready to go. They ain't coming back no more. So all the dog and pony shows you should have went to at Disney and Regular Brothers and Barnum Belly Circus. Next one. Let's move to the next scripture. Luke 6:26. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. If someone is speaking well of you, there is every indication that they are flattering you with falsehoods of lies. Oh, Lord, did I even see that today? I saw that today. The Bible teaches that none do good and none are righteous, Romans 3:9-12. But here I believe the context is when all people, even preachers, always speak well of you, something seriously is wrong. Jesus said that so their fathers did to the false prophets. We once had a man who came to our church and he hated that we call ourselves sinners. But the Bible says we all are sinners. And if we say we have no sin, we're calling God a liar. 1 John 1:8-10. But he ignored this and still refused to say he still sinned or was a sinner. Someone finally told this man, I'm so sorry, my friend, that you say you're not a sinner because Christ came and died for sinners. I never saw him again. Once you repent for your sins, you come back, you don't go back and sin no more. Now, we're not going to say that you're not going to have no problems. You're going to have all types of tests and trials. You're going to have all kind of things presented to you. Choices. If you're not really grounded enough to know what is right and wrong, then your choice is going to be the other way because you're not going to do right according to the scripture. So when you become saved, you're no longer sinning. But the thing of it is that when you decide to want to continue sinful behavior and sinful ways, then you got a problem. That means you need to be delivered. It's not enough for you to just repent and get saved. You need to be delivered. That means all of that you used to do, all the sin you did, no matter what it is, watching porn or doing porn or reading bad books or talking or cursing, whatever, you need to go back. Every day you need to repent. Lord, if I did something wrong, please forgive me. I don't want to do this anymore. Help my mind. Help my heart. See, those are the two things. God doesn't care less about your bones and your ankles and your arms. He cares about your mind and your heart. If your mind and your heart is not real, then you are not trying to be real. Do not believe in every spirit. That's in John 4:1. But test these spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. John is talking about testing those spirits. And if they are from God or not, but how can we do that? Place the teachings next to those in the Bible. And it should be abundantly clear whether it's from God or not. I look at one preacher, oh, my God, his mind is reprobated right now. And every time you look up, he curses. And I'm like, why do you curse? You're a disrespectful, narcissistic, unsaved man who never had Christ in his life. But he a bishop or he an apostle. How can you say you're the bishop and you're an apostle? And you curse and talk about porn and talk about screwing women. He had no respect for me on the phone that you would talk about it. And I said, you know what, got to go. Because you're not right. Your spirit is foul. You're nasty. You're demonic. That's why Satan has you exactly where he wants you. This is what you don't want Satan to do to you all. You don't want Satan to take you out of here because of your self-righteousness. Because, see, death ain't but a mere step away. And when you cause friction and you become a false prophet, guess what you're doing? You are causing discord, and you are a troublemaker, and you have nothing else going on. And that's real talk. A lot of them come in, and what do? This is why they make themselves self-proclaimed people, because they don't have no identity outside of anything else. And when they have these identities going on, what are they doing? Look at you like you're crazy. They're liars, they're schemers, they're falsehoods, they sit up, they manipulate, they cause problems, they lie without a conscience. That's a bona fide demonic spirit, and he needs to be called out, because he ain't no good. Jeremiah 23:16 said, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what false prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own mind, not from the mouth of the Lord. That's what's wrong with a lot of these so-called bishops, apostles. They're from God. They're lying. And they're pretending to be something that they're not. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Have we met some of those? We see them right now. They're wolves. They are wolves. And what do you do to a wolf? You shoot him. That's right. So listen, people. Get into the scriptures. Learn how to size these folks up by the word of God. Use your desire if you're spiritually connected to God. And from that point on, you will see if they are who they say they are. Have a blessed weekend. Until next week, be blessed.